Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. In our gospel lesson for today, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, comes to tell you that in a sense, the most important thing in the world is that sinners hear of God's love and forgiveness in Him, in Christ. It's the most important thing in the world because it is of key importance to God. Now, that may not have been what you thought you were hearing when you heard this parable this morning. But bear with me just for a minute, and I promise you'll see it too. God's key objective, his mission number one in this old world, is that sinners hear of, experience His unconditional love and forgiveness in Christ Jesus our Lord. And He wants that to be your key objective as well. That's the final point of this story. This objective is what is most important to God. He wants both sinners who have not heard it and sinners who have heard it, that's you and I, to hear it. Because this is what creates and sustains faith. Because even sinners who have heard it, that is us, need to keep hearing it. Because this key objective serves His ultimate objective, that of restoring His creation and His creatures, that's us, through Christ. It brings us into a renewed and ever new relationship to Him, apart from the law and apart from our brokenness. And it is the hinge of His rescue plan for this creation of His, through which He will make all things new. That is His key objective, and He wants it to be your key objective. So that's what Jesus is telling you with this parable. Now, as I said, that may not have been what you thought you were hearing about when our Lord Jesus Christ gave you this parable this morning. You may have thought instead that He was giving you a rather confusing story where He seems to be encouraging dishonesty and theft. You may have even thought to yourself, as I began this sermon by telling you that this is what that message was really about, that this is the main point of the story, you may have thought to yourself, I'm not so sure, Pastor Scott. Seems to me that's your particular preoccupation, and so you tend to see it everywhere. Well, let me show you. You see, I love the lectionary, but one of the downsides of the lectionary is that it's got you hopping from bit to bit in the story, so that on any given Sunday, you're not quite sure where in the story you are at. Well, where we are this morning is picking up right after Jesus had just told another famous parable, three famous parables, in fact. We heard the lead up to today's lesson 6 weeks ago on the third Sunday after Trinity. Now, what happened there was the scribes and the Pharisees had been complaining. They'd been complaining about the fact that Jesus, quote, receives sinners and eats with them, when they observed that all the tax collectors and other various sinners were flocking to Him. In response, Jesus tells three famous parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, or the parable of the prodigal son. All three stories tell us of the triune God's wonderful and incomprehensible love for sinners, seeking them out, throwing them over His shoulders, throwing a party when they're found. Now, most preachers and commentators stop there. That's a nice number for a message, three, done and dusted, right? But in point of fact, Jesus continues on. Having told these parables, He then immediately turns to His disciples, with the Pharisees still within earshot, as we hear it in verse 14, and tells our parable for today. And so this parable serves two functions. It serves as a rebuke of the Pharisees who had mismanaged the household of God and were being removed, and it serves as an encouragement to the disciples to use whatever resources they have available to them to pursue this key objective of God, so that those who hear the message, who encounter God's love, may then one day, quote, welcome them into the eternal dwellings, as he says in verse 9. So, do you see it now? No heads nodding? No, Saturday night got it. They're like, yeah, we see it, Pastor. That's all right. If you don't see it, it's there. I've already given you the evidence. So these three, right, three parables here, three parables about God's love for sinners, then a parable about being resourceful. Resourceful in what? In pursuing that objective, so that others may welcome you into their eternal dwellings, right? It's all about this key objective of God. And it's probably not a coincidence that the parable involves the removal of debts. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, as some translations of the Lord's Prayer have it. So, this is of key importance to God, that sinners hear of his unconditional love and forgiveness in Christ Jesus, that they may be justified by faith and live with him eternally. And what else could be more important? Riches will not last. You can't take it with you, as they say. And if riches alone are all you leave behind, they will be wasted within a generation. Prestige will not last. What will you care what other people think of you once you're on the other side of the grave? Whereas the love of God lasts forever, both here and hereafter. And if this message of his love and forgiveness is of key importance to him, where do our own opinions about what really matters rank by comparison? Right? I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwelling. But we are tempted, aren't we? We're tempted by mammon and his false gospel. That's why Jesus has to tell us you cannot serve both God and mammon. Because mammon's gospel is in competition with God. Mammon says to you, your security and good all lie within me. God says, no, they lie within me alone. I am your security. I am your good. And he promises this to you even now. He promises it to you and I, whose hearts are so often tempted, whose hearts are so often found listening to the false promises of mammon. His message of unconditional love and forgiveness in Jesus Christ comes to us. Your sins are forgiven. And now, through us, this message must go forward to others. And so let us leverage our resources, whatever they may be, so that others may hear and we may continue to hear as well. Let us use our money. Yes, of course, right? Give to the seminary, give to missions, but not only our money. Let us also use our service. Let us be of use to others, helping them, supporting them. But not only our service, let us be kind and compassionate. Let us even love our enemies and do good to those who persecute us. But not only our kindness and compassion, let us actually speak the word, telling others of the love of God in Christ Jesus for them. Let us tell our family, our friends, our neighbors, because it is of key importance to God that they hear and that we hear. And in the midst of all of this, may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus your Lord. Amen.